You know, there's a reason for cautionary tales.
Then why don't more people heed their warnings?
I don't know. But after they hear my new show, they will think twice.
Oh yeah? About what?
Eating Tide Pods, playing with Ouija boards, talking to Karens, you name it. If you should heed caution, we're talking about it.
Check out Harper's brand new podcast, Cautionary Tales with Harper. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you download podcasts.
And be sure to press subscribe and give us a review.
Cautionary Tales with Harper.
Subscribe wherever you download podcasts today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did a deceased loved one give her living friend a sign through the TV that she was in fact okay on the other side?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown. Possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to support the show, keep us on the air, become an extra podcast person, an EPP as we call it. You sign up to do that at ghostpodcast.com. Or patreon.com/realghoststories. We greatly appreciate that support. Helps keep us on the air and keeps the show alive. $5 a month to become an EPP. Or you can do the annual membership and get 1 month free. You can do it either at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Jenny Brewski joining you once again.
Hi.
And how are you this fine day?
I'm good. There was another egg in the coop today.
There was another egg in the coop today.
Yeah, so that makes it a good day.
The funny part is we don't have chickens.
No, we have chickens now. We have chickens, so we've had 4 eggs so far.
It is. It's exciting. There's chickens. There's eggs. We're going to have protein.
No. Well, we will if we eat the eggs. We're not eating the chickens.
Yes, I'm talking about the eggs. I'm not talking about eating the chickens.
I thought you meant we're eating the chickens.
No, we need the chickens to lay the eggs. So the chicken or the egg comes before the chicken in this story because, yeah, so there we go. When we turned a little house on the prairie completely, then we have eggs. So we just need to find a Nelly. And
we don't need a Nelly.
855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Some interesting things I'll talk about on the show throughout the show today in case you're looking for stuff to do that doesn't involve really people. This is interesting. The creepiest abandoned roadside attractions ever.
Okay.
I always find these interesting, some of which we know well, but there's many that we don't know well that are kind of spread out all over the country. So we'll talk about some of those, and some of those maybe you guys have been to or seen, or maybe not even aware of, and maybe it's somewhat close to you, and you can do a little road trip. Now, I'm not endorsing going on the property of any of these places, because a lot of them are, you know, private property, but it's a lot of them you can drive by at the very least and go, wow, that's creepy. And I enjoy doing that at times like this where you can't really do much. Driving around and looking at stuff can be pretty fun.
And taking pictures.
And taking pictures. So so we'll talk about some of those in just a little bit. Let's jump into our first ghost story of the day. It says, Tony and Jenny, I'm from India. Really love your show very much. I'm planning on becoming an EPP soon. Today, I want to tell you an incident that happened to me in my childhood. I was 12 years old by the time I had a cousin a sister. She was in her mid-20s. I liked to spend time with her. I used to live in another part of the country, which was 1,200 miles away from her home, so I could rarely spend 2 months in an entire year with her. She used to share lots of her experiences with me, and it made me incredibly happy. As usual, I paid a visit to her home during the 2012 vacations, and it was an awesome one. After that, I returned to my home after finishing my vacations. After like 1 month, suddenly, I had a dream about her, in which we were playing in a park and hanging out. So when I woke up in the morning, the phone rang, and we got the news that she had committed suicide in her home, and the reason was unknown. I was shocked to hear because the same night, I had an overly sweet memory about her. Then I often thought about her at night and during the same part of the day when I'm alone. By that time, I am moreover, my dad and I were living alone as I was on work in another part of the country. My dad comes at home late due to his work in the office, so I often spend time alone in my home after I return from school. But I always thought that she was around me during one day after 1 year of the incident. My dad was watching the news on TV and suddenly I saw her in the footage played in the news. I was so sure that it was her, I rushed to mom and dad to watch it, but they could only get a glimpse of it. I said it was impossible and advised me to take the kind of thought out of my mind. But I was very sure that I saw her face, height, everything was exactly the same, although it was over a year since the incident took place. But I remembered her face very well and forget in the future, too. So what do you guys think about it? Was she on TV or did I see someone else? This question is haunting me now for over 7 years. I hope you got an answer for it. Thanks for sharing my story.
I think it's one of those cases where they pop up as a ghost in a situation where you can't tell if somebody's a ghost or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there, or they're there just for you, just for, so you know that they're still around.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Is it that? Is it the universe? Is it God? Is it whatever you want to call it? Just kind of using existing tools to leave a message or to give some assurance to the writer here that the friend is okay on the other side by just kind of knowing that someone that looks a lot like her is going to be in this scene and it's going to be caught that way.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that, you know, it's almost like the argument I make sometimes when people say like a certain song played on the radio at a certain time. It happens. It truly happens. But, you know, a lot of times there's no DJ back there that happened to randomly pick that song at that moment. It was a computer that picked it 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it said it's going to play it at that given time. Now, you know, is there some influence there? Is it just kind of things happening for a reason where it's not, you know, necessarily a human intervention of some sort, but it's just, it is what it is. And something did this, you know, it's hard to know.
It is hard to know, but I do think everything happens for a reason and there aren't coincidences. So I think that there was a reason she saw this person that either was the ghost of her cousin, or it was somebody who looked extremely, extremely similar.
Yeah. I wonder how often it is that there are ghosts that are on television that we're completely unaware of.
I don't know.
You know, where it's just like my argument of being in a mall, too, mm-hmm. where it's like, how many ghosts are in the mall? You know, when we used to go to malls.
Right.
You know, where there's just, you know, picture a packed any venue of anything of some sort. And there's all these people everywhere. There's a lot of energy. It would be a great place if you were a ghost to show up and be relatively unnoticed as long as you're able to be like full bodied.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess I don't know if you can run into people or not, or walk through people, how you'd handle that. But it makes you wonder.
Yeah, it does.
So thanks for sharing that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Some of the abandoned places, I'll do a couple of them in between stories. This is an interesting one. Lake Shawnee Amusement Park in Rock, West Virginia. It's a plot of land that has a dual history of both being the scene of a pioneer massacre and a burial ground. Someone eventually put a small amusement park there. There's a Ferris wheel. There's one of those swing things that mm-hmm. goes around. 1966, two children were killed on the rides. It was closed. But I know it then reopened for a very short period of time, I believe in the 80s or early 90s, and then closed back up again. And now it's just these big kind of rides that are nestled within a park. It's not like a superly wooded area. It's open enough where you can see it, but there's trees and it's starting to kind of get grown up a little bit.
Yeah.
But it looks like the grounds are maintained a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not completely weeds. I tried to talk to someone about this, the other day on the Grave Talks, but they didn't have a ton of knowledge on it. It's just an interesting spot where I believe you can walk over to the stuff, you know, and see it. I could be wrong. Again, I'm not advising trespassing. I'm not saying to do that by any means. But it's a creepy looking thing to see these old rides, especially the Ferris wheel.
Mm-hmm.
is kind of sitting there abandoned by itself. And I think it's seeable by the road. It always goes, in my mind, it goes to Chernobyl, you know, and that thought of that amusement park. Another one in Waterbury, Connecticut is Holy Land USA. For all its purported holiness, the creepy quotient of the desolate and neglected Holy Land USA seems to be on par with that of hell. Closed to the public in 1984, it's an 18-acre religious theme park that's been rumored to be haunted. But in 2010, the rape and murder of a 16-year-old girl helped seal its legacy as well. And it's still like, if again, it's private property, you probably shouldn't be going in there, but a lot of people have. You can find YouTube videos on it. Mm-hmm. If the furthest you go is look up YouTube videos on these, you'll find hours of entertainment. Because that's what I do, of urban explorers and such going in. And there's like all these like little scenes and little houses that are, you know, supposedly representing different biblical scenes and things of that nature. But it's gotten so grown over and creepy and bizarre. But on the hill that leads up to Holy Land USA, they kind of tried to do the Hollywood sign, but it says Holy Land USA, and that's kind of rotting away.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's very, very creepy. So there's two. We have some more for you for different parts of the country coming up in the show. If you're looking for something interesting to go and drive around and check out during fall pandemic season here. I'm surprised it's not like a new clothing line from, you know, Magnolia. Fall Pandemic by Joanna Gaines.
That's not nice.
I wonder, what would that be? It's just like whatever you can find. It's like literally using like animal furs.
No.
How to make gloves out of kittens.
No.
Something horrible like that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our next one. It says, hi, writing in for the first time. Sorry if this is weird and mixed up. I have a few experiences. My first story is about my seventh grade year. So right now I'm 13 going into the eighth grade. So this happened when I was 12. Anyway, in school, we had been learning about what happened in the 1860s. In this subject, we learned about the children's riots to have equal pay and work. So before we started learning about this, I had a boyfriend. Little did I know who was dead. When I had this boyfriend, we had worried about what happened back then. I completely thought he was real. Went to sporting events at the school. We went to the dances, even asked me out on a few dates. So when he appeared in my mirror one morning, I was completely shocked. Said that he must go back. At the time, I didn't know what he was talking about. But a few months later, I found out that he was one of the four kids that died in a child riot around the 1860s. He was one of the kids that everyone else looked up to. He was like the leader of the riot, and because of this, he was murdered by the adults along with three other kids, followed by the same death. He's now known as one of the famous people from back then. His name was Hector. No one in my family nor my friends believe me that I dated a dead guy. They say that it's not possible. Can't delete that guy because he's dead, or can't date that guy because he's dead, but I'm guessing they don't believe in the paranormal. My other experience is I can see these flashes of color around people and objects and animals and everything. They're not like light or spheres or anything. They're like watercolors everywhere, kind of washed out and transparent. I don't know what they mean, but they're everywhere. The colors are mostly like warm colors, such as red and orange and yellow, but sometimes they can look like cold colors, like blues and purples, others like that. If you figure out what they mean, please tell me. Another experience is whenever I play a certain song, I see my deceased grandmother dancing along to it. She had dementia, so I've never really heard her voice, but one time she had an interview from a high school student that asked her to sing a song called You Are My Sunshine, and I was asked to stay in the room she was interviewing in hiding, so when they asked her to sing that song, she found me and started pointing to me and singing it to me, and so whenever I play that song, I see her out of the corner of my eye just dancing to it. My last experience happened in a school where whenever my friends go, there's a black figure like a person of a black mist following them. And then there's a small girl that follows me around. And if I accidentally hurt my friend or say something wrong to them, she punches me or kicks me. She's kind of like protecting my friends. I don't know what the black figure does. He just hovers and follows them. For now, that's all my experiences I can remember from the past year. I'll probably tell some more soon. Keep up the good work with the podcast. Hope to be an EPP very soon.
There's a lot to unravel in this one.
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, the watercolors that you're seeing are called auras, and I'm not up on what the auras mean. I should know this, but I do not. So I would look into that. When you can see people's auras, that means you can see their energies outside their body. It's almost like people become mood rings.
Mm-hmm.
So I would look into that. Also, I want to know if there was some sort of connection between where she was or location or something as to how she and Hector became an item, because, you know, what was the history, or did I miss that? Was that in the story?
I didn't catch any context to the history.
No, because I'm just curious, because I believe that. I mean, that's mm-hmm. that's very much along the lines of when little kids have an imaginary friend that ends up being a ghost. Mm-hmm. There is no reason that can't happen to an older child.
And I'm not familiar with the riots that they're referring to, but I believe, you know, I'm sure if we had more info, we could, you know, find that out.
Well, and I'm sure that has to do with, you know, back in the Industrial Revolution, the whole child labor.
Yeah,
thing. So I think that that's interesting. So I'm just curious as to if she's done any history mm-hmm. On Hector's history as far as locations and yeah. and trying to make a connection there.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, there was a lot in that story. What else did she mention? She mentioned her school currently had something going on.
Going back into it. Yeah, with her friends, where she's seeing something dark following them around, and then it's very defensive of them
mm-hmm.
If she kind of picks at the friends.
Okay. You know, and that's hard to know if it's actually a good entity or a bad entity, if it's protective or if it's just something that is attached to her friends. But if she can see auras, I'm not at all surprised that she can see entities that are attached to people.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all either. You're normal. This stuff happens. I'm glad you're able to get that out and share that.
Yeah.
That with us, because people do have these experiences, and everything you talked about, it's not the first time we've heard someone with experiences like that. Although there was a lot to unpack, I've heard many different stories from many different people that, you know, that have felt the exact same sort of things you're describing.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's out there. It happens. You are sensitive. You're probably an empath. The way I like to describe it is we all have different senses. Some of us can see better than others. Some of us need glasses. Some of us don't. Some of us need hearing aids. Some of us don't. I'm sure there's no aid for taste, but I'm sure there's a taste version of this too. And smell and all of that. Where some, you know, it's like the spectrum of what individuals can pick up on varies from person to person. And I think this sensitivity to the other side also varies quite a bit person to person. And I think your spectrum of what you can pick up on is a bit wider than most. There's many others who are able to do exactly what you do, probably even further than what you do too. But you have a wider spectrum of what you're able to catch and pick up on. And that's just you. And there's nothing wrong with that. That just happens to be, people look at it either as a curse or a gift. It all depends on your perspective and how it's used. But I just think that is what you have, is you have the sensitivity to things that many others do not. It doesn't mean you're crazy and seeing things. It's just, you know, some people can hear a dog whistle, others can't. It doesn't mean the dog whistle's not being blown.
I think she's more on the medium scale.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one of those things where you can either hone in on that if you want to strengthen. It's like a muscle. You can either strengthen that muscle or you can let it atrophy. It's whatever you prefer. Just you have to protect yourself from the things around you, because the more you get into that world, the more you can come across things that you don't want to deal with.
Yeah. So as you get older, it will, you know, you'll have more of a sense, I think, on the direction you want to go with that. I don't know if it's something you can completely turn off, but there are people who, with it, you know, they decide, you know, I got this. I want to try and ignore it and kind of put it into the background. And some people do that, but it's a personal decision for you. But that's likely what's going on. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Prehistoric Forest Amusement Park. That sounds like fun. Irish Hills, Michigan. Modern ruins, very creepy. Even if they're littered with fiberglass carcasses of forgotten dinosaurs. The theme park is in Irish Hills, Michigan. It opened in 1963. It was abandoned in 1999. So you literally go through the woods of this place and there's all these dinosaurs that are like littering, you know, the path that you would used to have gone down and gone through. And it's this roadside attraction. God, I don't know where Irish Hills, Michigan is, but it almost looks like kind of towards the north area where we would have traveled many a times. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't tell you for sure. But statues remain in the woods. That would be like, oh, if you're into dinosaurs and you were a little kid and you came across that, it'd be the coolest place in the world. Williams Grove Amusement Park in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Before it became a creepy abandoned ruin today, classic old amusement park, families came there for picnics in the 1850s. Rides opened in 1928. The park's almost completely destroyed during a Hurricane Agnes in 72. Closed for good in 2005, and it has sat there ever since. It's amazing just how grown over places get in 10 to 15 years. I mean, I started really kind of looking into places like this 10, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. Because the advent of internet and then people realizing, hey, other people want to see these things too. So around that time is when urban exploration really kind of started taking off in right. terms of everybody. Oh, there's a community for this all over the country. And I started seeing pictures then. And I started following some of these locations back then, like right when they closed. And it was kind of neat because it's like, oh, it looks like they closed last week. And now you see some of the pictures and it's like, oh my God, nature takes over fast.
It does. It does. It can make it look like it's been closed for 100 years.
Yeah. I mean, even like not some of these outdoor attractions, but sometimes I'll look at videos of resorts and hotels that have closed like 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And just how quickly the paint starts coming off the walls when you don't have adequate heating and cooling. Mm-hmm. It can just look so horrible so quick. It's quite amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll go to some other ones here in just a little bit. Let's go to a phone call and another real ghost story. Hi, you are on the air.
Hello, Tony, Jenny, or Carol, or Harper, but probably not. This is going to have some R-rated language in it, I think. Brianna sent in a couple stories in the past. I feel like every time I listen to an episode, I'm reminded of one of my own experiences, of which there are hundreds. But I listened to one earlier today that kind of jogged a memory, a couple of memories of when I was younger, a house that I lived in from the time I was about 5 years old to the time I was about 13 years old. Me and my siblings all had to share a room. You know, we lived with my struggling single mother at the time, and we had bunk beds where me and my sister shared the bottom bunk. My brother slept on the top bunk. We were all terrified to be in this room alone at any given point in the entire time that we lived there. There is something about this room that sent chills up your spine every time you walked through the door. My brother definitely got the worst of it. He used to have dreams every night that a skeleton was chasing him and like hunting him, trying to hurt him, scratching him, punching him, and he would wake up with scratches and bruises all over his body. Totally inexplicable. There was no reason for him to have any of these marks. There's nothing in his bed that could leave these marks on him. Nobody is, you know, sleepwalking and doing this to him. He's on the top bunk and you have to climb up a ladder, and I think that might be difficult for somebody to do in their sleep, but we had about 30 porcelain dolls sitting on the shelf that my grandma got for us every Christmas, birthday, holiday, whatever. A lot of them came from secondhand stores, and a lot of the trouble started when we started unboxing them when me and my sister were really young. I, you know, don't know for sure, but I want to say that that's where a lot of this came from. There were instances where the dolls would turn their heads on their own, where I was actually sleeping on the floor one night, and we had this porcelain doll that sat in this little wicker chair, and this doll got up and walked two steps before I threw a book across the room, jumped back on the bottom bunk, and cried myself to sleep. And I thought that, you know, maybe I dreamed it and was, you know, trying to console myself because I was so terrified. And when I woke up in the morning, the doll was on the floor in front of the wicker chair with a broken leg with the book still beside it. So definitely not a dream. This thing actually got up and moved on its own. My grandma also, for Christmas one year, got me and my sister each a my-sized Barbie doll. And mine immediately gave me the creeps. I didn't want to play with it. I stuck it in the closet, never to be played with again. It terrified me. There was something about it, some energy about it that I could not deal with. So I put it on the left side of my closet, the emptiest side of my closet, and that was it. Well, one day I got into trouble for mouthing off to my parents, probably, and I was sent up to my room, and my brother and sister were instructed not to join me. I was being punished, and I wasn't allowed to go upstairs just to play with them, so I had to be up there by myself, and I was already terrified of that. Well, I heard some shuffling from the closet, and I was instantly terrified and crying and screaming for someone to come upstairs. And my mom and my stepdad came upstairs, and they were like, you know, what's going on? And I told them something was in the closet, and they thought that my hamster had escaped again, but he was in his cage, so that was not the case. They opened the closet to prove to me that nothing was in there. I was like 8 at the time. They told me that I was too old to be scared of things that weren't there, which, whatever, you know. But when they opened the closet, and like I said earlier, the My Size Barbie was on the left side of the closet, they opened the right side door, and she was on that side of the closet with her head pointing to exactly where I would have been sitting on the bed. It was horrifying. It only made me cry harder. I made my parents throw that thing away the next day. I could not even be in the same room as it without freaking out. When we started getting a little older and we started being allowed to stay up past our normal bedtime on the weekends and during the summer, me and my sister and brother would often sleep downstairs, falling asleep watching the only TV in the house. One night I woke up to my brother screaming and crying, and I looked over and his sheet was floating like 6 feet above him. There was nothing there. It was just hovering midair, and as soon as I looked over, it just dropped. And he was inconsolable for the rest of the night. There were times where I would be the only one in the house at all. I would be watching my brother and sister, but they would be out back in the treehouse, and I'd be upstairs in the room. I think this probably happened right before we moved out when I was about 13 or so. I was upstairs just doing whatever it is teenagers do, and I started playing my music, and I just hear over the music someone scream, "Turn that fucking shit off." Like, what the hell? And I thought, like, maybe my brother or sister had yelled or whatever. And I went around the house. Nobody was there. I went out back, and they were still in the treehouse. Absolutely nobody was home. We lived in a duplex. There was nobody living there at the time in the duplex next to us. It was just a horrifying place to live. I know that we all have our own stories of that place. We all remember it a little differently. My brother insists now that he doesn't believe in ghosts and that he had to stop believing so he would stop being so scared all the time, which I don't know how that works, but yeah, those are my stories. It was a super creepy house. Only our room was the only place anything ever happened. I don't know if that's just where we were, and this thing, whatever it was, got a kick out of scaring us. But let me tell you, if that was its intention, it did a really good job. One other thing, something that would really keep us up at night was the shaking of the bunk bed. All the time, just constantly. Me and my sister and brother would be woken up in the middle of the night because the bunk bed was shaking so violently. That's it. Super creepy stuff. Anyways, I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. I don't know if you'll hear this before the weekend, but I hope that you guys have a wonderful day, a wonderful weekend, and I hope 2020 gets better for all of us. Thank you.
Bunk beds.
Yeah.
They're making a triumphant return in 2020. It had been a little bit of a slowdown, it seemed, in bunk bed stories. Mm-hmm. But I swear to God, in the last couple of weeks, I've heard bunk beds at least once a week.
I thought this was going to be a possessed doll story, but I think it was just something in that house possessing whatever it could.
Yeah.
And definitely, you know, ramping up the poltergeist activity with making anything it could move, excuse me, from a doll to a bed sheet to mm-hmm. a bunk bed.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think that the bunk bed itself was the culprit here, but there was something that was moving around doing its thing.
Yeah.
That to me would be one of, I think, the scariest moments is when your bed starts shaking. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like an earthquake, you know? I mean, it's so uncertain. If you're in an earthquake, it's like there's nothing you can do. At least on the bed, you can get off the bed, you know? You have to think quick and do it. And, you know, have the balance to do that. But, you know, there's just that feeling in an earthquake, like, what the hell's going on? You'd have that same moment, I think, in a bed shaking, too.
Yeah.
Of, like, why, how, and, you know, by the time you kind of get your senses together, albeit, you know, 10, 15 seconds, you know, it's done. Mm-hmm. And you're just kind of left with the scarring and the scared and the trauma-ness of the moment of that shaking. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, what is that going to happen again? When is that going to happen again? Why is that going to happen again? It's like it's, you know, earthquakey, but paranormal.
Right.
So thank you for sharing that one with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. I have more of those places to talk about abandoned roadside attractions if you're looking for stuff. And we'll hit more of those in tomorrow's episode of the program. So make sure not to miss that. We'll even talk about some that we've been to. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, be sure to become an EPP, an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month to support the program. Get all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more, all ad-free. Until next time, for Jenny, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.